Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. Welcome to day 608. The Trump administration is unable to account for nearly 1,500 additional migrant children who were placed with sponsors after leaving federal shelters. The revelation comes months after a similar admission in April by the Department of Health and Human Services that the government lost track of 1,475 migrant children who were moved out of shelters last year. Since 2016, HHS officials have called sponsors to check on children 30 days after they're placed, but the department has said it cannot be held legally responsible for children after they are released from government custody. Meanwhile, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants the FBI to investigate her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh before senators hold a hearing on the allegations. Dr. Blasey's attorneys sent a letter to the FBI arguing that, quote, a full investigation by law enforcement officials will ensure that the crucial facts and witnesses in this matter are assessed in a nonpartisan manner, and that the committee is fully informed before conducting any hearing or making any decisions, end quote. Dr. Blasey has not confirmed whether she will attend a public hearing on Monday about her allegations against Kavanaugh. Senator Chuck Grassley, meanwhile, canceled a meeting where members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were expected to vote to advance Kavanaugh's confirmation. The meeting was originally scheduled for Thursday morning, and a new date has not been announced yet. Bloomberg reports that the FBI and DOJ are expected to defy Trump's order to declassify and release unredacted versions of Carter Page's FISA warrant and text messages sent by agency officials, including former FBI Director James Comey. The agencies are expected to submit their documents and propose redactions to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which will package the materials and send them to the White House for approval and release. Doing so would put the agencies in direct conflict with Trump, who does have the power to override them and declassify the materials on his own. Some of what Trump requested was already under review for potential declassification. And finally, a new federal court ruling requires political nonprofits to disclose many of their political donors. The Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to intervene and grant an emergency request to stay a ruling by a federal judge in Washington, which threw out a decades-old FEC regulation allowing nonprofits to keep their donors hidden unless the donations were earmarked for specific purposes. And in the polls, Reuters and Ipsos say a growing number of Americans don't want Kavanaugh to be appointed to the Supreme Court. 36% of adults surveyed said they oppose Trump's nominee, up 6 points from a similar poll last month. Only 31% said they were in favor of Kavanaugh's appointment. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Transportation Secretary Ellen Chao flew on Federal Aviation Administration planes instead of commercial flights on 7 occasions between January and August 2017, costing taxpayers a total of $93,977.84. 2. A senior FEMA official has been suspended without pay in connection with a DHS Inspector General investigation into the improper use of government vehicles by FEMA Administrator Brock Long. 3. Trump once again lashed out at Jeff Sessions during an interview on Tuesday and criticized him against a wide range of issues, including his decision in 2017 to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, as well as immigration issues. 4. Kim Jong-un told South Korea's president on Wednesday that he would commit to taking some concrete steps toward denuclearization, but stopped short of promising to completely relinquish his nuclear weapons. And 5. Stormy Daniels says in her new book that Trump's penis looks like Toad from Mario Kart. Quote, I lay there, she writes, annoyed that I was getting fucked by a guy with Yeti pubes and a dick like the mushroom character in Mario Kart. It may have been the least impressive sex I'd ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.